It's 11 minutes past 8 GMT. The director of the CIA, David Petraeus, has resigned because of an extramarital affair. General Petraeus said he'd offered his resignation to President Obama and that he'd shown extremely poor judgment. Mr. Petraeus became head of the CIA in 2011 after heading international military forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Fred Kaplan is an author and historian whose book on Petraeus, called The Insurgents, David Petraeus and the Plot to Change the American Way of War, is due to come out in a couple of months, and he gave me his reaction to the news of his resignation.
Well, I'm really quite stunned, especially the reason for it. I had always, I've known him for several years, and I had always considered him, as had everybody I know who's known him, to be a very straight arrow, who in fact, when he ever talked about officers who had been drummed out of the service for dishonorable behavior, spoke about them with a tone of contempt. I suspect that he's feeling rather contemptuous toward himself right now.
He has spoken, hasn't he, of his, and I quote, extremely poor judgment.
Yeah, well, that's one way of putting it. I mean, I think what's gone on here has been going on for quite a while. It had been rumored for some time, but I really don't know anybody who believed it. Everybody's quite stunned.
Where does this leave President Obama, who has spoken of him as saying his lifetime of service has made our country safer and stronger?
Here's the thing. In the United States military, there is a code that adultery is a fireable offense. And although General Petraeus is a retired general, there's also a saying in the U.S. Army that generals retire only when they go to sleep at night. I think he's still, this sounds a little odd, I think he considered himself still bound by this code of honor and felt that having engaged in behavior utterly contrary to it, felt that the only thing he could do is to resign. I know for a fact that he had submitted a letter of resignation on Thursday and that President Obama did not want to accept it and spent 24 hours agonizing over the decision as it was described to me. General Petraeus basically said he really needed to be relieved in this way, and that's what had happened.
What, in your view, legacy does he leave behind, not just from the time he spent at the CIA, but also, of course, from his military career prior to that?
Yeah, the legacy of the CIA is I'm not really quite sure. He wasn't there long enough, I think, to imprint a legacy. In the military, he was the one who revived the theory and practice of counterinsurgency doctrine, which he, based a lot on what the British had did, for example, in Malaya. He reversed the course of the Iraq War, which had been led by commanders who broke down doors and shot and arrested people, thereby creating more and more insurgents. He went to a nation-building approach, which at least in Iraq early on did have some effect. It created a situation where violence stabilized. The Iraqi government and the political factions could have, hammered out some sort of political governance as a result, but they, the tragedy is that they really didn't have any intention or desire to do so. The second tragedy was that he went on to try to impose these same principles in Afghanistan where there was no foundations for them whatsoever. And it was a complete failure.
What of the CIA now? There are those who are saying it inevitably faces a potential period of instability.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, this happened all during this latest row over Benghazi and the CIA's role and how smart the intelligence was. There are a lot of conspiracy theories that this happened now so that Petraeus wouldn't have to testify before the Congress next week. I can tell you with complete confidence that what happened to Petraeus today has absolutely nothing to do with Benghazi. But it is true, the CIA, there is a little bit of instability over there now. But, it's a rather large institution. There are plenty of people who are quite competent to step into his shoes. I think they'll keep doing for better and for worse what they've long been doing.
Fred Kaplan on the resignation of David Petraeus.